Should the controversial sex therapist Bettina Arndt be stripped of her Order of Australia award? That's what Jill Hennessy, the Victorian Attorney General, believes, and she's taken the unprecedented step of writing to the Governor General, David Hurley, and requesting that he do that. But why? Jill Hennessy, MP, is the Attorney General in the state of Victoria, and she joins me now. Jill, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
Why have you taken this extraordinary step?
Look, I think Australia Day honours are meant to represent all that is best about Australians who go above and beyond the call of duty, who provide service to their community and whose work also symbolises a value that is incredibly important in the community. And I don't think the award to Bettina Arndt meets that test. I also very strongly hold the view that celebrating people who have minimised the experience of people that are victims of sexual violence or victims of family violence sends a really dangerous message to those that have lived unbearable lives enduring such violence and abuse, and also is not something that represents a value that ought to be rewarded in Australia Day honours list.
What exactly has she said or done that's brought you to that view?
Look, certainly some of the comments that have been made are in the context of those that have been found guilty of various child exploitation and sexual offences, minimising that, apologising for some of that, some of their commentary, looking at the defence of those that have engaged in child molestation and argued that such people shouldn't be charged.
Are you talking about here an interview that she did with Nicholas Bester, the teacher who was had been imprisoned for having a sexual relationship with one of his students or others?
Look, that's one of the cases. There's also the defence of a Canberra doctor who had molested multiple patients. There was the issue around Scoutmaster Robert Potter, who was a convicted paedophile and who sexually assaulted four scouts, who she described as a good bloke, suggesting that there's some degree of provocation by women in the context of family violence is also another very dangerous attitude that I don't think, after all that we have learned through the Royal Commission into institutional sexual abuse and the Royal Commission and what we now better understand around family violence, that dangerous attitudes lead to dangerous outcomes for women, and they need to be challenged, and that's what I'm seeking to do through this letter to the Governor-General.
Thanks for joining us today, Jill Hennessy.
Pleasure.
Jill Hennessy is the Victorian Attorney General. Well, the person at the centre of this argument is Bettina Arndt. She's been under sustained criticism from some quarters ever since it was announced that she was to receive an Order of Australia over those very views and observations that were just quoted then by Jill Hennessy. Bettina Arndt is a well-known social commentator and an activist on gender equality and for men's rights. And she joins me now. Bettina Arndt, good morning and thanks so much for joining us.
It's lovely to talk to you, Virginia, and I have to congratulate you. You're the first person from the ABC to actually talk to me about my award. There wasn't a single mention from any ABC program when the award was announced, and now you're joining the pylon. Can you explain that?
No, I'm not joining a pylon. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to Jill Hennessy's views.
To acknowledge my award?
What do you think of Jill Hennessy's comments this morning?
Ludicrous. I mean, very worrying, really, that the Attorney General made no effort to investigate the evidence behind the allegations that are being made about me, to look at the quotes that she's concerned about in context, to look at the film video she's criticising and see what actually I was saying by this.
I want to get to Nina Fennell's comments, but also the investigation our new Matilda published yesterday, I think it was, about your credentials. And we'll get to that in a moment, but I just want to stick, if we can, to what the Attorney General had to say. And you described her comments as ludicrous. She was responding to something and comments that Rosie Batty, the Australian of the Year, made in relation to your award as well. She was very angry that you got an award too. How do you respond to her when, as a representative of women who have endured family violence, when she says your views are dangerous when it comes to the true experience of women who have had and gone through family violence. What's your response to that?
My response to both Hennessy and Batty on this issue is they are misrepresenting a significant proportion of the victims of violence and sexual violence, or particularly domestic violence, who are male. And that's what I speak about. I speak about the real picture of domestic violence, where our official evidence shows at least a third of the victims are male. And Batty and Hennessy clearly aren't remotely interested in talking about situations where women are the perpetrators and men and their children are the victims of violent women. And that is the real cause of the outrage here, that I have been telling the truth about what's happening, not only in terms of domestic violence, but also in a range of issues where men are not getting fair treatment. That's what my award was given for, promoting gender equity through advocacy for men. And that, sadly, is really needed because of people like Jill Hennessy, who only see one side of the coin, who see, she herself just said, she talked about gender equity and was clearly only talking about promoting women's rights at the expense of men. And I believe most people listening to me are keen on a level playing field where men and women get fair treatment.
The new news is the research that's been done in the investigation by newmatilda.com, Nina Fennell, who you mentioned earlier, and Chris Graham, looking at how you've represented yourself or allowed yourself to be represented over many, many years as either a doctor or a psychologist or a clinical psychologist. And their research shows that you've never obtained a PhD, nor, as it turns out, you've never been a psychologist nor a clinical psychologist.
Well, that's definitely wrong, Virginia. Now, I've put all the evidence in relation to that on my website. People can read it. It's unfortunate you didn't do your homework to discover what my qualifications actually are.
Well, I do know what your qualifications are. I know that you have an undergraduate degree and you have a master's.
I have a master of clinical psychology.
But unless you're registered with the organisation that registers psychologists, you can't call yourself a psychologist, even though you have a master's.
That is not true. When I was a clinical psychologist, there was no requirement in New South Wales for registration, and that applied for the first 16 years of my career. I was perfectly entitled to call myself a clinical psychologist.
The Australian Psychological Society, the President Ros Knight, says allowing people to believe that you are a registered health professional please allow me to finish the quote, when you are not, presents a significant risk to the Australian public, particularly because they often work with the most vulnerable members of society. Now, you allowed that to stand on the first edition of your book, where you described yourself as a clinical psychologist.
I did not.
On the first edition of your 2009 edition, it's there.
Sex therapist and psychologist was included.
Clinical psychologist was there for the first edition, Bettina Arndt.
I have it right in front of me.
The 2009, I have it right in front of me as well.
Anyway, the point is, I've given all the explanation regarding my career on my website. People can read that. You yourself made a mistake in the introduction to me by describing me as a sex therapist, which is something I have not done for over 45 years. So did Nina Fennell in the article attacking me.
Well, if you're not a sex
weekend,
therapist and a psychologist, what
Nina
are you, Bettina Arndt?
I describe myself as someone who trained as a clinical psychologist.
You're not currently registered as a psychologist, nor a clinical psychologist.
And that is there on the record.
All right, we'll leave it there. Bettina Arndt, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Virginia.
Bettina Arndt, who is, as she's described herself, someone who's interested in these issues and who speaks about them.